Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends, on this Thursday. Whether it be 6:30 in the morning or 5:30 in the afternoon, thank you for joining us here. God bless. You are tuned into the radio ministry. Well, you're tuned into WGOD Radio. God is always broadcasting. He's always speaking. We just need to go to where he speaks. We need to tune in, and let's tune into God's frequency today. Let's hear a word from him today. We are in the book of Philippians here, and that's where we're going to be this Sunday. I invite you on the Sunday morning. We're going to kick off chapter 3 in Philippians, and have a wonderful sermon here in store for Sunday. And my sermon is entitled, All for Christ. We're in Philippians chapter 3. We're going to have some excellent teaching from the Apostle Paul here today. And we're going to see the things that this apostle strived for. And it's shocking to see that even he would strive for these various things. He hoped and prayed that he would be found in Christ. You think if anyone would, he would. He would have a problem with that. He strove to attain to the resurrection from the dead. He strove to want to know the power of his resurrection. He strove to want to know the fellowship of his sufferings. That's what we're looking at here this Sunday. We'd love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30. Now, Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. Sunday morning at 10:30, you are invited. You'll be warmly welcomed by this awesome church family here at Island. So maybe you consider coming by. We meet Wednesdays at 6 for midweek Bible study, Sunday mornings at 10:30. Those are our order services. Our website is islandcommunitychurch.net. Also on YouTube, our sermons are uploaded on there, Island Community Church YouTube channel. So those are some of the things. Those are some of the ways to watch some of the sermons uploaded on here, islandcommunitychurch.net. All of the audio sermons since I've been here for almost 11 years are all uploaded there on the website. So, okay, we'd love to see you Sunday morning. Here today is part two of this message, Work Out Your Own Salvation with Fear and Trembling. This is where we're going to camp out the rest of this morning here. Matthew chapter 25, verse 14. Remember our theme, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, but then with the promise that we can rest assured that starts with the word for it is God that is working in you. Just follow what the Lord leads you to do. And don't say, I can't do it, because it's God in you doing the work. You just got to be obedient to what he leads and calls you to do. Now, Matthew chapter 25, verse 14, he says, the kingdom of heaven is like. I love that. What's heaven like, Lord? The kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country. And of course, in these parables, that man is who? It's him. But don't kid yourself. The kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. Now, to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Now this is where we are here today. May the 28th, 2023. This is where we're at. Jesus has delivered his goods to you.
and he's gone away on a long journey, 2,000 years, and he's still gone. And you have got something of his while he's gone. You and I are to work out what God has already worked in us. You have some talent from the Lord, which he wants us or you to use to fill up these seats in the kingdom. And as we're about to see, not everyone has the same talent. Everyone's talents are different. And as we're about to see, there are two possible options available to you to do with the talents that you have been entrusted with. You can do either one of two things with them. Verse 16. Now he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. So that is, Jesus and the kingdom was this guy's business. Makes me think of that Ebenezer Scrooge. Jacob
Marley.
Shaking his chains. What did he say? He said, mankind was our business. Likewise for you too. Just like Jacob shaking his chains. Mankind is our business. Man, there's so much great biblical truth in that movie. It's so true. Mankind is our business. God has equipped you with talents. What are you doing with the talents that he's given you? Paul says to work out what God's worked in you. The kingdom of heaven is like, you have got talent from the Lord, and he wants us to use and fill up these remaining seats in the kingdom. So again, I said 2 possible options. First guy received the 5 talents, went and traded with them, made another 5 talents. Verse 17, likewise, he who had received 2 talents gave 2 more also. So there's the first option. Making Jesus your business. He sold options in Christ. You know, I like to follow options on the stock market. Talk about options. You know, the Lord Jesus ought to be your futures. Try trading in those futures. It's Jesus said these guys traded. They traded in him. Those ought to be your futures on the stock exchange. It should be on the kingdom exchange. Jesus is what you trade with. You can't lose when you invest him into this kingdom, into his kingdom. He traded futures in Christ. A trade with a guaranteed payoff is buying futures in Jesus and trading them out here on the market today. Trade them. You can't lose. It's like knowing a stock is going to come out with earnings tomorrow, and you already know that there's good news in this company over here, and you've got the skinny on this company. You can't lose. Do it. Invest in Jesus. May he be the options and the futures that you trade in. That's what he wants you to do. That's what these guys did. That's what they traded with, making Jesus their business. And of course, talent has a double meaning too, does it not? Originally meant a weight, 75 pounds. But for us, a talent can mean something else too. So let me ask the question, what has God worked in you that he wants you to work out? What has God worked in you that he wants you to work out? What's your talent? Is it money? You know, the more I study this, the more I understand, make no mistake about it, he's talking money in this parable. Right, Ron? We were talking about this earlier. Don't even kid yourself. He's not going to condemn this guy for burying his violin in the backyard or burying his piano or burying his football talent. No, he's talking about money here. Don't even deceive yourself. This parable is talking about money. Nothing else. Not how good of a football player you are. Not playing your piano for Jesus. Like I used to get up here and teach. Oh, talent means your talent. Yeah. But that's not what he's talking about here. You can't take your piano to the bank. Bank of America is not going to give you nothing for a piano. Robin Hood gives how much, Scott? 4.65%. At least give your money to the bank. He's talking money in this parable, not anything else. Money. And don't say, well, I don't have a lot of money, because God can take your 2 cents. Jesus singled out a woman that gave 2 cents and said, do you see this woman over here? She gave more money than all of you people combined, because she gave all that she had. And 2 cents was more than Elon Musk putting in all his money. Or flipping God a tip, like some heavenly porter. Here's $2 billion, God. 2 cents is more than $2 billion as he looks at things. When you give it from your heart, that's what he's talking about here. Christian people with money can change the world. Broke Christians with 2 cents can change the world. 2 cents! What you give God needs to cost you something. Otherwise, don't give it at all. Don't give it at all. When that angel was killing people back in Samuel, God says, get this piece of property over here. The guy goes, David, you can have it. David said, no, I won't accept anything that doesn't cost me something. You got to give it from your heart. It's got to cost you something. What you give to God, like the woman with the alabaster flask, was a year's worth of ink. It has to cost you something. What you give to God's got to cost you something. And that he will honor and magnify and multiply and do great works out here in the kingdom. Give it from your heart. Christian people with money can change the world. Imagine all the good a rich person can do if he would only be sold out to the kingdom of God. Now, on the flip side would be option 2. Verse 18 starts with a big but. Probably the biggest but I know. Which would be not working out your salvation with fear and trembling, like the Bible instructs you to do. But, verse 18. But he who had received a 1 talent went and he dug into the ground and hid his Lord's, what does it say, piano? Violin? That's not a Stradivarius. It's money. It's money he's talking about. I don't care what you put in that offering plate, as long as you give it from the heart. As long as it costs you something. Give God something that costs you something. And watch and see what he does with it. I told Dwayne I was going to embarrass him before the church service started. I said, I hope you don't mind. Now, in my office, Dwayne went into his wallet and pulled out a $50 bill and gave it to me, because Dwayne and Sue Kunkel support the WGOD radio program. Now, that's what I'm talking about. But likewise, the church does that too. This is your radio ministry. I want to show you. You guys are doing this. This is what it looks like. He reaches into his wallet. He pulls out something that cost him something. And he gave it to me. I'm going to give it to the owner of the radio station. And now, as a result of that, the gospel is going to go out. All up to 600,000 people can hear it. Everyone in this community is going to hear it, because someone, they traded Jesus' futures out here in the market. Let's pray for what he does with those futures. Sky's the limit, but that's what it looks like. God's given you talents. He's given you money. You give it back to him in a love offering. You give it back to the Lord. Give it back to him. Pray over it. Give it from your heart that it costs you something. and watch and see what the Lord will do with that. But that's what that looks like. That's what trading looks like on the Jesus exchange. Verse 18, but he who received one talent, he dug it into the ground and hid his Lord's money. Now, in today's English, that would be not doing a thing with the goods that God has given you. This guy just buried his talent in the ground. And he didn't think that it was right. He didn't think that it was right that he had to work out what God had worked in him. As we're about to see, he didn't even put it in the bank. Put it in the bank, you can get 4.65% in the bank. He didn't even do that. He didn't want to have to do it. He had an attitude that he had to work out what God had worked in him. He had an attitude about it. He didn't want to do that. Because one day soon, the day of reckoning is coming for us too. Not just unbelievers. It's coming for you, everyone in this church. Peter wrote this, 1 Peter 4:17. It's on the handout. He said, for the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those that don't obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and sinner appear? Boy, wrap your mind around that one this morning. He said, if the righteous are scarcely saved, how's that? Because straight is the way and narrow is the gate that leads to life, and few there be that enter therein. It's a small little gate here. Jesus said, oh, how few there are that find it. Now, back to this parable. Well, think about that this morning. The time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. Now, you are not going to be judged for your salvation, because the Bible says there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ. You are going to be judged for what you have done with what God has given you. You will be judged for that. This parable is talking about money, not any other talent. Now, back to this parable of you and what you're doing with what God's given you. Verse 19. Now, after a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received the 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I had gained 5 more beside them. And his Lord said to him, well done. Now, these are words, by the way, that you want to hear when you die and leave this world, or he comes back, whatever happens first. I don't know which one of those two is going to be. Well done, good and faithful servant. For you were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then, this is verse 22. He who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I've gained 2 more talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Notice each received the same praise from the Lord, even though their returns were different. He treated them both the same. God gave 2 people 2 different size gifts. It's like giving Tim $1 billion and Tony 35 cents. And Tim and Tony went out and they traded Jesus' futures with what they had. And when they both stand before him, they're going to get the same commendation from the master. Well done. Good job. You took the 35 cents that I gave you and you made 70 cents with it and you advanced my kingdom. Praise God. Well done. Verse 24. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man. Now catch the attitude of this guy. This guy didn't think it was right that he was going to have to do any of this stuff. This is my money. I do with it was what I please. Right, Ron? Were we talking about that? What are you holding on to? God said to Job, everything under heaven belongs to guess who?
Me.
He owns it all. He who had received the one came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, gathering where you haven't scattered seed. And I was afraid. And I went and hid your talent into the ground. Meaning, again, why should I? Why should I do this? I worked hard for this money. This is my money. Look, just catch the smugness of this. It's like he's got a 50-cent piece. And he thinks God is some kind of porter. And he's going to take him and just flip him a quarter. Here, you've got what is yours. Here's your money back. For all you did for me, here's your money back. Look, you have what is yours. Or why should I eat, sleep, and drink Jesus Christ? Why should I do that? I don't have to do that. I don't have to make him the center and focus of my life. Why should I eat, sleep, and drink Jesus like those other guys did? Here, you've got back what is yours. But don't ask me to do that. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant. Look at, he called him wicked and lazy. You knew that I reaped where I have not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have put my money in the bank. And at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him that has 10. For everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the, this is verse 30. Look at what Jesus calls this guy. You guys follow me here? Verse 30. Cast the what? Unprofitable servant. Things you don't want to hear when you make it to heaven, part 17. You were unprofitable. You don't want to hear that. What you have is not yours anyway. What you have is not yours. It's his. He has given it to you. God has gifted you with, let's start with breath. Where do you want to start, Darren? Breath, salvation, eternal life, Memorial Day, dying on the cross for you. We hear this parable, we read this parable in the Bible that Jesus healed 10 people of leprosy. And after that, one person returned and the other 9 went about their business. And Jesus said, where are the other 9? Is there just one of you people that's returned to give me glory? Only one of you is grateful? Your name is in the book of life? You're not a leper anymore? Where are the other 9? Cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And this is why the Apostle Paul wrote to the Philippians in today's text to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Fear and trembling would describe our last person from this parable who did absolutely nothing with what God gave him. So I'll leave you with this question here this morning. What are you doing with your talent? What are you doing with what God's given you? Is the Lord Lord over your finances? Look, again, I don't preach money in this church. You guys know that. God keeps these doors open and this air conditioning on and this gospel going out here every week. God doesn't need your money. He wants your heart. What's it worth to you? That's up to you to decide. This is no plea for money. This is a plea for you to give your heart to him. The sky's the limit for what he can do through you. Remember, it is a God who is at work in you, both to will and to do. And remember, he owns everything. Remember, he singled out and made an example of a woman who gave 2 cents, because 2 cents was all that she had, but she gave it from her heart. Let's you and I do likewise. James wrote this: every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So, again, question: what has Almighty God blessed you with that you can now put to work for his kingdom? I leave you with this scripture verse here. Fits right along the lines of what we've been looking at. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. It says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad." Don't get me wrong. You are not going to stand before God to be judged for your salvation. You are going to stand before God to be judged for what you have done with what he has given you. And that's why Paul says to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. But the good news is, it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Let's pray.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And I'm desperate for you. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. Your word.